Hello and welcome to Cloud HCM Talk Radio, where you'll get the latest in Cloud HCM best practices and information which are important for your Oracle Cloud HCM service. I'm Frank Howell, Director, Cloud HCM Development, and a member of the Center of Excellence team here at Oracle. And I'm happy to welcome two frequent Cloud HCM Talk Radio guests back to the show today. Heather McEninch, Oracle Senior Principal Product Advisor, and Randy Messer, Oracle Strategic Program Manager, HCM Development. Both are members of Oracle's Cloud HCM Development Center of Excellence team. Heather has been with Oracle for the past 7 years, and in her current role works with large strategic customers to help them successfully implement and adopt Oracle's Cloud HCM products. She's also responsible for managing Oracle's Special Pilot Program. Heather has 11 years of experience in retail and a combined 20 years of experience in SaaS and internet-based application management and e-business survey software implementations. Randy has been with Oracle for over 5 years and has more than 32 years of diversified experience in the high technology field, primarily in software engineering and related disciplines. His experience includes customer development, product management, project management, marketing, consulting, support and pre-sales, and sales consulting with a particular focus on new product introduction, early customer adoption, and strategic customer support programs. Randy is currently responsible for the North America Payroll Readiness and Stability programs, as well as the North America Payroll Year-End program. Welcome, Heather and Randy. As always, it's great to have you both back on the show. It's been a while since our last show together, so it's really great having you back.
Thanks, Frank.
Great to be back, Frank.
Our topic on Cloud HCM Talk Radio is of special interest for North America payroll users. Randy and Heather have returned today to share key resources and established best practices for payroll year-end readiness and competency in delivering all needed elements on Cloud HCM payroll. So let's get started. Heather, what focus areas will you be discussing today for those planning a payroll year end and year begin in North America?
Yeah, this year, Frank, it's all about the numbers, right? So I'm going to talk about five focus areas that we want to discuss around payroll year end activities. And one of them is the strategy for success, the mindset in preparing for those areas. Two is the resource review Cloud Fusion payroll users, both live and implementing. Three is the quick review of the Oracle application updating cloud payroll update policies relevant to year-end planning. And then four, we'll quickly review critical year-end readiness focus areas and key deliverables for payroll users. And then lastly, we'll touch on some key takeaways to help guide payroll users through the year-end and discuss the published resources. So we've kind of methodically laid this out in a systematic fashion to get everyone on board for payroll year end.
Great. So what is the strategy for success for calendar year 2020 payroll year end and year begin for payroll customers?
So the very first thing I always say to any payroll customer that's getting ready to do payroll year end is you can do this and start now. And we'll show you how to get there. The starting now part is really critical. I know this can be a bit overwhelming and we're here to help. We know having some key details and where to go for your strategy for 2020 is gonna be key to your success. So over the years, we've tried to make this process for payroll year end and year begin easier and more approachable. So how we do that is we have live and recorded sessions with the product experts. We have a step-by-step documentation and checklist for success. We have information centers where all this information is stored. So you don't have to memorize anything of where things are located. It's one place and all the information. And I'll say that again, it's one place and all the information. So key best practices and tips and tricks to ensure year-end goes smoothly. Access to Cloud Customer Connect to get support from Oracle and the community. Get important payroll related documents sent to you in your inbox easily by signing up for Hot Topics, and then starting the process early and getting your key stakeholders involved. So everyone is well aware of what's happening with payroll year end and who needs to do what to be successful.
Okay, great. Sounds like a lot of information. So to help our new payroll customers navigate the principal documentation and resource areas that Oracle provides, can you give our listeners a brief overview of what those are and where they're found?
Yeah, so I have another by the numbers kind of thought process here. So there's four key places in which customers can go to get information. And it really depends upon what you're looking for and which place you're going to go to get the information. So the first place is the cloud readiness documentation. And this is going to walk you through the www.oracle.com/readiness. And this walks you through all the latest information, changes, guides on the quarterly updates, most current documentation on setup and configuration of the HCM application, including payroll. So that's new, right? So that takes you to that place to get the readiness information from a quarter perspective. Now, if you want the cloud documentation, that's a comprehensive guide of everything in terms of how to implement the application, configuration, functionality, and the navigation to that is just docs.oracle.com. And then you pick your pillar that you want, that you're interested in. In this case, it would be cloud applications and HCM or human capital management. And then you go to the book section. And then under that, you'll see the global payroll. If you're looking for the documentation centers, you can get there from going to MyOcr support, or we call it MOS for short. And that's just support.oracle.com. And this has many different uses where you can log questions, you can get content, especially for payroll year-end activities. It's called the information center. And for payroll, it's the most important place you can go for payroll year end. And for the United States, the doc ID is 206-3588.2. And you can also put it in the search title if you don't remember the number or if you're trying to look for it. Again, it's the Information Center for North America. Lastly, it's the Cloud Customer Connect, where cloudcustomerconnect.oracle.com. And this is a community in which we place the information. You can ask questions of the experts that are on the sessions. We have these sessions also recorded. So we typically have several hundred customers on these sessions in a random amount of time. So for example, we did one in July, we'll do another one in October, November, December, and January. So the partners widely used forum, over 200,000 members, over 400,000 comments. And in most cases, it's the customer's number one starting point to gain knowledge and information. And they bookmark it and sign up for notifications. They don't miss any key events or key information being delivered to our customers.
Great. Thank you, Heather. And Randy, just to build on what Heather was talking about with Cloud Customer Connect, what's the importance of Cloud Customer Connect, and how should payroll customers, both live and implementing, plan on using Customer Connect portal during their payroll year end?
Yes, we're putting a particular emphasis on the use of Customer Connect this year relative to the payroll year end activity, as we want the new payroll customers to connect with both the published materials from Oracle in our portals, but also with other customers who are experienced and who can share their knowledge and best practices around payroll year end and operating the Fusion HCM payroll application and related HCM solutions efficiently and effectively. Having the customers go to Customer Connect to post questions and look for answers to questions they may have will likely save time while we're using MyOracle support and opening a service request, as many of the common questions may already exist in the Customer Connect forums, as Heather was just indicating. If not, customers can post questions and leverage the community knowledge to get assistance in a fairly rapid fashion. We're sure this will provide new customers going through a first payroll year end additional confidence in completing the task successfully by leveraging the wider HCM and payroll user and systems integrator community that participates in Customer Connect.
Okay, great. So in the Customer Connect portal, where do customers go to find the topic areas for the latest quarterly update, for example, 20C, 20D for payroll year-end updates?
So Within the Customer Connect portal, users should first navigate to the readiness materials area, which maps customers into the SaaS readiness content. The what's new summary for the new quarterly update, the new feature summaries that provide details on the new features, and links to the documentation area for specific documentation for setup, implementation, administration, security, integration, and user details. These are all organized by user topic or use activity areas. Since each payroll year-end cycle is dependent on a quarterly update for functional release changes, in addition to the statutory updates for specific payroll items, payroll customers with live or going live situations should be thoroughly familiar with these documents and have shared them across their organization and reviewed them before the formal payroll year-end program begins in November for the United States and Canadian customers.
What if customers have questions? Can they post them in Customer Connect forums, or should they open an SR in MyOracle support, or should they do both?
We are encouraging all payroll customers, whether going through year-end for the first time or those who have done multiple year-end cycles, to leverage the community knowledge and multi-organizational context of the HCM portals in Customer Connect. There's a tremendous amount of experience and functional knowledge represented in those customers, SI partners, and Oracle staff from development, product management, support, and other areas who monitor the HCM topic areas and forums in Customer Connect. It may be more efficient to look for or get an answer from Customer Connect, but we also want customers to open a service request in MyOracle support if they can't find answers in published release information and suspect there is a functional issue occurring in their HCM environment which needs support engagement to make sure they stay on track for their year-end activities and deliverables.
Okay, great. So how should payroll customers use the HCM documentation area for their year-end readiness activity and tasks?
The payroll customer should review the quarterly update content for 2020. This will be the required 20D release. As to the new feature changes, particularly those which are turned on automatically with the release, as well as those which are optional and under customer control in terms of implementation and use. The HCM Cloud Update Checklist document, which is posted to MyOracle Support, provides a detailed checklist of the changes and impact to the HCM payroll application involved in the 20D update. In addition, the payroll customers will want to check the specific statutory update changes which have been applied in the past several quarterly updates, which are documented in the MyOracle support area under the payroll tab in the United States or Canadian Information Center, as Heather has mentioned. And we'll have more about these statutory updates in a minute. As is the norm, customers must be on the 20D release in November 2020 to use the planned year-end and year-begin statutory updates for both the U.S. and Canadian areas.
Great. Thanks, Randy. Heather, are there any relevant events which payroll users should plan on attending or reviewing if they've been already recorded? And where can customers find a listing of those events?
Yeah, the cloudcustomerconnect.oracle.com is the one centralized place that customers can go. And then once there, they can click on events and then select the product. In this case, it's human capital management. And then they'll see a calendar of events. And they can also search for the keyword payroll year end. And then from that, they can see the related payroll sessions that have been previously recorded. You can also refine it to say the last 3 months if you wanted to get the most current ones. We did do a kickoff session in July, so they can go and look at that and read and listen to that pre-recording. Like I mentioned before, we had almost 300 customers on that session. We have subsequent months in which we discuss the information relevant to the payroll year-end tasks, important legislative information to be aware of. So the target months are October, November, December, and January. So we're with you throughout all of those months if you have questions that you need to get answered and you're unsure of how to do payroll year-end successfully. If you're talking about balances or whatever that it might be, we're here to help you, just like this talk radio session.
Great, thanks. And I'm sure those sessions are extremely valuable for the payroll customers, so highly recommend they attend those. So, you know, we update our documentation from time to time. So how can customers receive updates on when we publish new documentation? And is there a way to get automatic updates on topics or documents of interest? And then I'll follow that up with, can you also talk a bit about the hot topic section in my Oracle support?
Yeah, that's our number one thing that any individual from payroll team, product team, strategy teams, we want our customers to be well-informed and not to be in the dark. You know, within your organization, you have a cloud admin portal and you get notifications from Oracle. Sometimes all the individuals in the organization will get those notifications and sometimes they don't, depending upon how you've set it up. But we want you to be proactive in getting the notifications from us. So we have this in MyOracle support, which we call a push-based notification capability, and we call it Hot Topics. And that provides an automatic email-based notification on update documents in specific areas of interest in the HCM cloud solution space. So this is super critical for HCM payroll customers because it gives you and provides you with year-round notifications to keep you advised of any relevant changes in the product for payroll, which is critically important to your business success. The legislative update documents, either for US or Canada, will be tracked and reported by the Hot Topics tool as development and product management teams post the updates published in the MyOracle support documentation throughout the year, based upon those regulatory changes that we have to make. So it's super critical to sign up for those, and they'll just happen to be in your inbox when we make any changes.
Great. And for our customers out there that haven't signed up for Hot Topics, sounds like something that would be extremely beneficial. So try to sign up for that as soon as you can. Heather, in my Oracle support, there are these information centers and identified at a country level. What is the role of these mini portals and should payroll customers use them for year-end activities? And if you could expand upon maybe what kind of information is found in these portals, that would be appreciated.
Yeah, we started these several years ago and found it to be very successful for customers to have these microsites or these information centers, as you mentioned. And again, I said it before, but it's one place and all the information. So once you navigate to this information center, it's by country, as you mentioned, it's going to give you this year-end processing and other section, which is going to just walk you through all the documentation needed for payroll year-end and payroll begin in one specific spot. So for an example, in this particular section, when you go to the tab that says payroll, and then the information, all the payroll year-end activities and tasks are laid out. So for an example, some of the year-end processing, 2020 W-4 announcement, COVID-19 payroll announcement, configuration and legislative changes for COVID-19, year-end processing checklists, processing guides, legislative announcements, year-end payroll processing overview for Puerto Rico and Guam, and year-end payroll processing recorded training. So these are some things, and they'll always morph and be updated. So this is your one-stop shop to be able to get all the information necessary and the tools and the training necessary. So for the United States, I'd mentioned it before, I'm just going to mention it again, the doc ID to this information center is the 206-3588.2. So 206-3588.2. And then customers will note the 2020 versions are still out there, but they're still relevant. And we'll be updating those as needed, as well as the specific white papers that may be posted on a country level in that payroll tab specifically.
Okay, great. Thanks, Heather. So just to repeat, the country level information center provides for North America, US, Canada, customers can go there and find all the important information for year end and year begin and prepare them for those events, correct?
That's correct, yes.
Great. So Randy, I'm going to go back to you. What's the impact of the Oracle application update policy for payroll customers, and where do they go for detailed information on the current policy and update calendar?
Yes, Frank. It's important for new payroll customers to be very familiar with the standard update policy Oracle has implemented for the HCM cloud solutions and where they are on the annual update calendar as to their update group and when those occur during the rolling calendar year. The details on the application update policy are summarized in a policy document posted to MyOracle support, and as any policy changes are implemented, the posted document will be updated. As Heather mentioned, this document, among most others, will be capable of update via the Hot Topics, so we recommend you subscribe to this document and others as well. The key document to reference here is the Oracle Cloud Applications Fusion Update Policy. The document ID is 232-4021.1. And as we mentioned previously, you can query that number directly in the My Oracle Support window and get the document pulled up without having to remember the long title string.
Okay, so can you talk also about Oracle's payroll update policy and explain how it impacts payroll customers throughout the year and in particular during the year end? And I think you just talked a little bit about where customers can go for more detailed information, but maybe you can expand on that a little bit more.
Yes, we have a complimentary update policy document that provides the add-on details for the Oracle Cloud Applications or Fusion Update Policy for specific timing and content details on statutory updates for HCM payroll during the calendar year. This HCM payroll update policy document shows how the statutory update schedule and cadence details complement the quarterly updates for HCM Cloud at the platform level and also provides additional details about how we handle the critical year-end and year-begin updates in November, December, and January of each calendar year, in addition to the other updates we provide around the same time or shortly following the quarterly updates for other statutory data. The payroll customers, both live and those going live, should be very familiar with the Oracle Payroll Simplified Maintenance Policy document, which document ID is 250-1571.1. And again, this is available in My Oracle Support.
Okay, thanks, Randy. And also moving into preparations for the year-end tasks, where can customers find checklists and information on specific activities and deliverables for the year-end and year-begin, like there has been in the past? And is there a full checklist that customers can use?
Yes, there are several key locations for year-end readiness task information. The primary site, as Heather has mentioned, is the Information Center, either for the U.S. or Canada, depending upon customer location. And then under the Payroll tab will be listed the key readiness tasks for year-end activities, including a video walkthrough of the key process tasks for year-end and for the U.S. W-4 preparation and delivery. The legislative update information documents listing specific changes that are being made during the year-end updates also help to identify task areas and testing to be done during and after the legislative updates in the November, December, January timeframe. The Oracle SaaS readiness site also has important information for the last quarterly update of the year. For 2020, of course, that will be 20D, which is the required update to apply the year-end legislative update content upon for year-end 2020 processing and year-begin 2021 setup and processing for the new calendar year by payroll customers.
Okay, and I believe there are go-live and post-go-live stabilization checklists on Customer Connect. How should these be used by customers for year-end preparation and readiness assessment?
Yes, that's correct, Frank. In addition, as you've noted, we've created some go-live and post-go-live readiness and stabilization checklists and recorded some reviews which have been posted to Customer Connect in the HCM forums, which are also quite valuable for those customers who are going live before a first year end or who just went live this calendar year and who are still stabilizing their HCM environments before the first year end close and reporting cycle. These checklists identify some very critical tasks and readiness milestones that customers should have addressed in their HCM and payroll environments before moving to the specific year-end payroll readiness period and readiness activities and deliverables. The go-lives and stabilization checklists are designed to interlock with the published HCM documentation and user guides so the customers can proceed right to task-based activities and context around the go-live and stability best practice items we've outlined in the checklist with those documentation and reference sources in the Information Center and SaaS readiness areas.
Thanks, Randy. So to wrap up the overview of the year-end process, what are the key takeaways you'd like customers to remember about the year-end and year begin process for 2020? Heather, would you like to take that question?
Yeah, and I, again, by the numbers, right? So I have 7 key recommendations which provide an easy to remember checklist of the success factors for each payroll project outcomes. So 1 is to get started now. We can't stress that enough. Get started now. 2, get all the team members involved. Super critical to have your key stakeholders and determine who's doing what. 3, review materials together, videos, checklist, and documentation. 4, balance, 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 monthly, quarterly, yearly. That will make for a seamless year end if you do those tasks, monthly, quarterly, yearly. 5, mock year end, do a trial close, and you could do that at any point in time. 6, W-2 register, print the plan. 7, prepare the regulatory findings, know the dates, and don't be late because you can get penalties.
Great. Thanks, Heather. Great advice, and really appreciate all the information. So, Heather, Randy, thank you for another comprehensive guide that I'm sure will help our Oracle North American payroll customers greatly with their payroll year-end and year-begin activities. I'm certain this review of available resources and best practices was very helpful. So many thanks to you both for being on Cloud HCM Talk Radio to talk about the North America HCM Fusion payroll year-end best practices for 2020. And I hope you'll join us again for another show in the future.
Thanks, Frank. Looking forward to being on another talk radio session soon.
Thank you, Frank. Look forward to joining you again soon.
And if you would like to learn more about best practices for HCM Fusion payroll year end for 2020, please visit My Oracle Support by going to support.oracle.com and search for the following documentation. And I'm going to wait a minute so you can get a pen and pencil or paper, and I have a long list to go through for you. So hopefully you can capture all of this. The first document is 194-440-0.1, and that's Oracle Fusion HRMS U.S. End of Year Processing Guide. You can get there by going to bit.ly/2K(V)UG. Document 209-631-5.1, and that's Oracle Fusion HCM for Canada, End of Year Processing Guide. The URL for that is bit.ly/2C(E)UG. Document 206-358-8.2, and that's the Information Center, Fusion Human Capital Management, United States Legislative Update. The URL for that is bit.ly/2V(G)(N)(H)(G)(7). Document 210-258-6.2, and that's the Information Center for Fusion Human Capital Management Canada Legislative Update. And the URL for that is bit.ly/2V(G)(T)(B)(O)A. Document 209-178-9.1, and that's the overview of payroll year end processing, and it's a recording that you can listen to. And that's at bit.ly/2E(K)(Q)(8)N)(F). And then we have document 150-448-3.1, and that's all white papers for Fusion Applications HCM. And that URL is bit.ly/2E(K)(8)(G)(y). Document 220-505-7.1, and that's Oracle Fusion Human Capital Management for United States, End of Year Payroll Processing Checklist. And that's bit.ly/2W(K)(Z)(W)B. Then we have document 220-497-2.1, and that's Oracle Fusion Human Capital Management for Canada, End of Year Payroll Processing Checklist. The URL is bit.ly/2J(7)R(T)(7)J. And document 250-157-1.1, and that's the Oracle Payroll Simplified Maintenance Policy. And the URL is bit.ly/339uEH7. Have a few more for you. Document 232-402-1.1, and that's Oracle Cloud Applications Fusion Update Policy for Enterprise Release 13. The URL is bit.ly/2z(j(x)(O)(e). 166.287.4.1, that's setting up additional My Service users. And the URL is bit.ly/2(j(j)(y)(w). And 205.726.3.1, and that's the Oracle Applications Cloud Service Administrator Access to My Services. And that's the URL is bit.ly/2(q)(3)(r)(f)(i). And another great source of information for Oracle's cloud customers and partners is Cloud Customer Connect, which you can get to by going to cloudcustomerconnect.oracle.com. And with regards to our show today, please check out the following resources. HCM Journey to the Payroll Cloud, Post-Go-Live Stabilization Phase, and that's bit.ly/2(O)(w)(2)(e)(s)(r). HCM Journey to the Payroll Cloud, Post-Go-Live Stabilization Phase, and this is the presentation to the recording. The URL is bit.ly/2(i)(e)(l)(o)(q)(g). And HCM Journey to the Payroll Cloud, Go Live and Post Go Live Checklists. And that's at URL bit.ly/2(K(K)7)J(1)3). Should you have any questions about our show today, or if you have any feedback you'd like to provide to us, simply send us a message to cloud-hcm-talk-radio_ww@oracle.com. We're always happy to hear and receive ideas for topics you would like to hear on future Cloud HCM Talk Radio shows, so please drop us a note. Thank you for tuning in to Cloud HCM Talk Radio. To find out more about the North America HCM Fusion Payroll Year-End Best Practices to be successful for 2020. We hope the information Heather and Randy provided was helpful for your Oracle Cloud Payroll service. I'm Frank Cowell, and you've been listening to Cloud HCM Talk Radio. Please join us again soon on another Cloud HCM Talk Radio show. Until then, take care.